Good morning, Coach Brown. Certainly a hard-fought game for your team at Hampton. You come up a little bit short, 26-24. Just give me your impressions after going back and looking at the film of that one.
Yeah, you know, I thought our kids fought extremely hard. They played to the very end. We were finally able to create some explosive plays on offense in the passing game, which provided a real spark to our entire team. But unfortunately, you know, we shot ourselves in the foot. You know, giving up the kickoff return for a touchdown was a critical, critical blow. And then, you know, even with that happening, we were in position to march the ball down the field and potentially go ahead late, and we turned the ball over. So as I shared with our team, you know, we're all extremely disappointed the way the game ended, but there are a lot of positive things to build on from that game.
Let's start with the offense, as you touched on. The passing game has been a struggle all year long, but you throw for two, Kevin throws for 211 yards, a couple of touchdowns, 10 for 15, so good numbers. But how big, you run that little shuffle pass with Tamon Cook that he takes 46 yards on the third, I think third play of the game to go up 7-0. How much to have a big chunk play and get some momentum early?
It was great. I mean, you know, we've been searching most of the season for a way to find a way to get the ball into the hands of Tamon and Kenji, and we were finally able to put a plan together that allowed us to take advantage of their athleticism. And, you know, it provides just a real spark for the entire team to be able to, you know, to score points quickly like that. And so we're going to try to build on that and you know, a very challenging opponent coming in Towson.
Yeah, I was going to ask you the same way. You got Kenji there kind of down a seam, and he basically went and touched. Is that kind of, and I know it takes some time, just identifying the guys that you'd like to get the ball in their hands and then come up with creative ways to sort of do that?
Yeah, you know, we spent a little bit more time, or I spent a little bit more time with the offensive staff last week to really kind of drill down on a couple of things. And I think, you know, the guys did a great job of putting the plan together. And we're just going to try to continue to build on how do we find creative ways to get the ball into the hands of our best players.
Kevin, obviously, it's the second time he's kind of gone back home and been able to play in the area he was in and played well. We've talked a lot about, you know, some of the growing pains, and you can see the talent. How big was maybe just the 10 for 15 number? They had the one pick, but just how have you seen him continue to understand what you would like him to do?
Yeah, he's grown tremendously since, you know, the first game that he started at Norfolk State. And, you know, he's got a tremendous future in front of him, but he's a true freshman still. And so there's a lot of things that he hasn't seen, but he's digesting the information. He's processing things a lot faster now. So he's playing faster. He's making, you know, faster decisions with the ball. And, you know, he's improving his accuracy, which is only going to continue to get better as he, you know, as he gets more experience.
Defensively, you had another big play there with David Laney with that 82-yard pick six that got it back to a two-point game with about 10 minutes to go. Maybe just talk about what a momentum changer that was for you at that point.
You know, it really was the first time this season where, you know, you talk about never being out of it. And we've been competitive in almost every game that we've had this season. And, you know, sometimes we talk about when the moment arises, you just got to step up and make a play. And David did a tremendous job. He got a great block from Mac David, which allowed him to score the touchdown. And then, you know, our defense, you know, we gave up some yardage in the run game, but man, I was so proud of him on that goal line stand down to keep him out of the end zone, which said a lot about the heart and resiliency of our kids.
Yeah, and that atmosphere on the road to get it back, and then you're driving at the end. Did you, obviously the fumble happened and the turnovers, but did you feel like the momentum was going, that you had everything going your right way to be able to take the lead there?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's like the perfect ending for us because we were able to run the football. We were able to complete passes, which we hadn't been able to do, you know, throughout the bulk of the season. And so I just felt like, you know, we were going to be able to run the football, move the ball down the field, and take the go-ahead score with little to no time left for them to come back on us. And, you know, turning the ball over just, you know, really kind of, you know, highlighted some of the challenges of a young team, which we have. And then, you know, it's a lesson to learn, you know, ball security, critical.
Yeah. Defensively, obviously, they get Chris Ellis back at quarterback last week. What difference does he make for their offense?
Yeah, he's a dynamic player. You know, he's got a good arm. He's got athleticism. He knows the system really, really well. And, you know, when the game was on the line, they essentially put the ball in the hands of Chris and number 11. You know, it's like, hey, let's keep the ball in the hand of two of our best players. And they stepped up and got to give credit to, you know, Coach Prunty and what they did there at the end because they found a way to win it.
As you said, you come back home and face a Towson squad that has had a couple of nationally ranked wins, obviously coming off a tough loss last Saturday. With the new coaching staff, with Coach Shinnick, what do you see out of Towson?
Yeah, well coached. They got some playmakers. You know, they were able to go on the road and, you know, and beat William and Mary at home, which is one of the better teams in, you know, in FCS football. They, you know, they're finding a way to create explosive plays. And we know it's going to be a challenge, but I think, you know, our guys are really, really excited about being at home. It's homecoming. It's Jiho here, you know, at A&T. And so there'll be many, many folks back. And we're going to do our darndest to make sure that we have a enjoyable weekend after the game.
Yeah, this is the first one of these for you. And I haven't been to one. I've heard all kinds of things. What is the, as a head coach, how do you keep your guys focused on what's going on the field Saturday with everything that's going on around them all weekend?
That's right. You know, our message to the team yesterday was, you know, all the events, all the activities, that's for the alums, the football alums, the alumni that have come through here before. You know, our task is to remain focused on the game, to remain focused on our academics, and, you know, we'll celebrate once we win the game. But all of the outside noise, all the distractions, that's for everyone else. We're focused on, you know, winning the game and doing the things necessary to give us a chance to win the game.
Well, that's good. Just as you, again, close in on year one and gone through highs and lows and everything else, do you still feel like your guys are headed in the right direction of where you want? Obviously, you had had a lot of chances on Saturday. You're still pleased with where you're headed?
I am. I'm not discouraged at all, Rob. I think, you know, anytime you're coming into a new situation and you're trying to develop a culture of high expectations, both on and off the field, and, you know, you have so many young players and new players in different roles, and we're learning what it means to strain to win. And I think the foundation is being laid that'll lead to greater success for us towards the end of this season and going into, you know, next year also.
All right, Coach Brown, thanks so much for your time here this morning. Enjoy homecoming weekend, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
Yeah, thanks, Rob.
Thank you.